Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendy's Baconator, courtesy of Johnny Davis. Delish, a delicious trending episode title from Johnny Davis. I'm Jack. That's Miles. Here is what's trending. Hashtag Trump is pathetic. You know, we were worried about the outcome of the election, but now that we got this hashtag trending,
got
he's
it.
Going down, baby.
It's so awesome. Cool. You got him, man. You accurately described someone with no shame. They will now act accordingly and be whatever. I mean, it's all like everything's tied to something. I think it's like half, you know, the Leslie Stahl 60 Minutes interview where he just like spiked the interview and just generally, I don't, there's always something trending where it's like, oh, Trump's a buffoon. And that's true. But
that,
yes.
Did you watch that 60 Minutes interview that he leaked? It was very boring.
I watched the 3 minutes at the end where he's spiking the interview and getting mad. Like, he said there was going to be just whining and like whinging. And he just sounds, he sounds so froggy still. Like, he's not sound like somebody who has completely gotten over any kind of like illness. So yeah, I don't know.
Did you see the moment at the midpoint where he drinks from a glass of water with two hands?
I saw that now, yes.
It's beautiful.
It's been those hands.
The hands, the way he holds the glass, the little like pinched face he uses as he sips it, all top-notch, grade-A content.
Yeah.
He's he is pathetic. Proud Boys are trending. Because those emails that we talked about on yesterday's episode, those did not officially come from Proud Boys.
info@officialproudboys.com, sadly.
Yeah.
We had suspected. It seemed so authentic.
Yes. They instead, American security officials are suggesting they came from Iran.
Right. And what's funny, I don't know if you saw that press conference with John Ratcliffe, but he's only talking about Iran because he doesn't want to talk about the Russians who also stole voter data and could be manipulating it. And they don't know if it's read only or write or what they can do with that data, whatever you want to call it. But that's when, like, you realize, too, like, even now, they didn't even have Christopher Wray speak, like the head of the FBI. Like, they had, you know, Trump's sort of political mouthpiece do it. And then it just turns into, like, can you believe it, guys?
Iran. It's got, yeah, I will be surprised if it ends up being Iran and not Russia, because this just doesn't feel like, is Iran really intervening on behalf of the Trump administration quite a bit?
Well, they'd not want to deal with Trump, that's for sure, at the very least.
You would think so.
All he's wanting is to just try and manufacture some kind of excuse for armed conflict.
Right.
But the thing that John Ratcliffe was saying was like, and this was done to make the president look bad.
Oh, it's
like,
really?
Oh, so you already out here with your mouth are saying why it was done. It's like, get the fuck out of here. But
I'm
the
reason, sorry. What?
Yeah. That's what he's interpreting this, like, intelligence, these intelligence findings reports, and then just giving it a spin to me, like, and this was done to, like, hurt the president. So, like, it's really unbelievable, like, what Iran's doing. I can't believe it.
So it was actually the idea is that it was going to, like, trick people into thinking the president was trying to intimidate them, but then they wouldn't be intimidated, even though there is an actual paramilitary group who harms people on the street called the Proud Boys that he has allied himself with. That's their theory. It's definitely not done to hurt the president. It's done to try to intimidate people into voting for the president. They got out in front of that quick too. It was like, oh, it's Iran. Like right away.
Not our friends at the Proud Boys. The chairman of the Proud Boys also gave a quote, I believe, to like the Miami New Times or some outlet, because he lives out there, and they're like, oh, like, what do you think about this? Blah, blah, because obviously it wasn't the actual Proud Boys. And his response was, quote, the truth is, we're never going to do that. We don't care enough to intimidate anyone, and we're never going to do that, period. And that's not true. But I like that you even try and make it look like you guys are so fucking lazy. Like, we don't even care about that stuff. Cut to the videos of you, like, attacking people, including Robert Evans, on the street. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, like, we don't care enough to intimidate anyone when your whole thing is, like, intimidation. And, is just very strange. It's very, like, seventh grade bully denial. Like, yeah, right. I don't even care enough to kick that guy's ass. Like, I don't know.
Okay, fool. We already saw, because we remember when he shoved you off the seesaw, you fucking cried and act like you had a concussion, and we know you didn't hit your head, fool. That's you were playing it up.
Kenny Beats is trending. This is a producer whose name became a thing for people to riff on.
Yeah.
It's like people, Kenny makes bread. Kenny Wheats. Kenny,
there you go.
Yeah. Kenny has a fetish. Kenny feats. Yeah.
You know, he does it. It's all a whole thing. I think it also goes to show how big Kenny Beats is, like, in the online, like, world. You know, like, many people, you've probably heard tracks by Kenny Beats, like, you know, on your radio or at your local disco. But his, like, you know, internet culture, he's really embraced and become, you know, he's just part of that. So I feel like it's interesting when you really see that sort of influence be flexed in the form of being, like, one of the top trending topics on Twitter.
What's his most popular song that he produced?
I don't know, Dan. What's his most popular song?
SZA, he produced.
Most popular. I was going to say, right? Zach Fox. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, he's the producer who did the Zach Fox thing.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. So, okay. Got it.
So DJ Daniel coming in, he's confirming most likely, and even though it was a joke song, it's probably Jesus is the One with Zach Fox. Okay.
Which is just like a joke song that they did together on where they like improvised it together.
Yeah. Right? And if it ain't about Jesus, I'm going to hit you with the K. I believe is one of the lines in that. So he says, you know, he's got all the interesting lines, 4 score and 7 years. It's all, he's the Abraham Lincoln, trap Abraham Lincoln, whatever, all the lines that Zach Fox is saying in that. But also, even more importantly, his album with Denzel Curry is fucking dope as fuck. And that whole
video.
What
is that album?
That's a whole ass vibe. What's the fucking album called? Like, it's got, Unlocked. It's called Unlocked, but it's also a visual piece too. So the whole album has accompanying animation. So you can, it's like an audio visual treat. And it's really dope. And Denzel Curry is one of my favorite rappers right now. So it's a match made in heaven.
Diabolical Ironclad Beetle is trending on Google, which is a mouthful. It's a beetle that you can drive over. You can drive over this beetle. It won't die. It's very strong.
It would just get smushed.
But beetles never die. It's science is studying it to try and figure out how to
the use engineering its feat armor of its exoskeleton.
For engineering, exactly. And finally, you're not going to get out of here without us talking about some debates. It is debate night, and Miles, there's another drinking game based on the most common phrases said by both candidates. Are you committing to play this?
I don't know if I mean, based on how accurate, so this drinking game was all derived based on the frequency of phrases, and just mathematically speaking, I think I will be completely fucked up off my life if I even drank along. When you listen, even as we read these out, you'll just start laughing because you know you can already hear the candidates saying it like just infinitely.
Yeah.
So I'll just go down the list. Joe Biden's most common phrases. This goes from most frequent to like sort of, you know, least frequent in terms of multiple uses. Going to make sure he uses that turn of phrase the most, followed by United States of America, then Affordable Care Act, followed by pay his or her fair share is another favorite Bidenism. Good paying jobs next. 20 million people. Is another one.
Referring God bless to the 20 you all. Million people covered by the ACA.
God bless you all and may God protect the troops. That was said a lot at town halls. Apparently he said that multiple times at town halls. running as a proud Democrat will create 18.6 million more jobs and not going to raise taxes are the most used terms by him.
Now Donald we got Trump's. Donald Trump's. These are not surprising. Greatest economy in history.
Let me just tell you, that's one. Let me just tell you is the, one let me the just second tell you. Most. Let me just tell you. Then I just want to thank you all. That's something he says at rallies.
Yeah,
then he says.
He doesn't
4 years
it.
Ago, they said that's also another one he uses. Followed by $3.5 million, which is just it's one of his Hunter Biden Burisma smears.
Yeah,
then
that
Sleepy
Hunter
Joe
Biden received $3.5 million. Yeah,
yeah, Sleepy Joe Biden, law enforcement group. Then third from bottom. I don't know. Oh my god!
The fact that I don't know repeated.
I don't,
iterative.
But double. It's not just I don't know. When you, I don't know. that's right. He always ends a sentence like that, and then the Democrats they want to switch everything. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just his like stand-up comedy riff
transition
time filler. Yeah,
yeah, and then finally make America great again. So we'll be waiting with bated ears for whatever sideshow this becomes.
Yep, and we will be on tomorrow morning's episode, giving you our reactions to the debate, our analysis, our hard-hitting dissection of all all the policy. How many Pinocchios each candidate earned.
Blow by blow.
AKA, we're just going to be like...
Wow, that was a shit show. Or was a sob for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Hold each other over Zoom. All right. That is what is trending right now. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. And to tell you what happened in tonight's debate... And we will talk to y'all then. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-mm. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.